Okay, whoa. So the recording started, so I get to go. All right, today we're going to talk about, the major key to your better future is Y-O-U, right? It's all about you, and I'm going to suggest that's not how I live my life, but it is definitely how I approach my business. I know that if I don't work on myself, it doesn't matter what else happens. And that's the truth of our existence. The bane of our existence is that if we're not working on ourselves and improving ourselves, then how do we expect other things to improve around us, including our business, right? So we look around and we say, oh my gosh, how come this isn't working? This isn't working. And then I say, okay, let's look at your life. How are you working on you? What are you dedicating to make you a better person, to enhance your capabilities, to make help you be a better communicator, a better listener, a better whatever? And it's always about, you want to make your future better. It starts with making you better, right? And it's a recognition that some of us don't like to do. We like to say, and I know because of my age too, being 65, a lot of people look at me and they go, Mary Jo, you can retire. And I said, I could have retired at 50 or 45. It doesn't matter when you can retire. It's like a feeling inside of me that as long as I can make a difference in this world in any way, shape, or form, you know what? I'm out there fighting for it, because I know there are a lot of people that are stuck and a lot of people that are scrambling for having a better life. And you know, it's funny how when we get to our 50s and 60s and 70s, then the unbelievable amount of knowledge that we have accumulated over the years, and we decide to retire and go sit on a beach or something. It's like, wait a minute, why aren't we imbuing all this incredible insight to people who are desperately looking at how to, achieve success in their lives, right? So the beauty of it is, let's constantly, we're ever evolving. We're always changing. We always have an opportunity to grow ourselves no matter what stage we're in. And I know I do that. And all of you know that too, because you get so many book reviews from me every so often, a couple of times a month on the Monday call, I do a book review. Well, I can't do a book review without reading the whole book and outlining it and then giving it back, feeding it back to you. And that's exactly what I do. And I do fall in love with books. I think there's a tremendous amount of knowledge and understanding that we can glean from other people's writings. So it's important for us to work on us. And Jim Rohn was one of the best, and I remember listening to him. He's no longer with us, but I remember listening to him 20-some years ago, 15 years ago, and I always was delighted, even though Lydia says, Mary Jo, I could never stand his voice. He has that kind of funny voice, and I started laughing. But he has such great content. And when I listened to this presentation, I have no idea how I came across it. Somebody might have sent me a link, or I just bumped into it. But I was like, oh, my gosh, this material is so terrific. Let me share it on a Monday call. So it's about Jim Rohn and, how he can support us to be the best we can be. And so let's jump in and review what he had to say in this recording. He said, here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you got because you can become more than you are. So notice the emphasis here is what? It says we can always have more in life if we work on becoming more. It means work on you, putting the energy and effort about being a better you, being a better person, being a better communicator, being a better whatever that is, fill in the blank. It's everyday challenge, and for me, it's an everyday challenge. I continue growing every day. I always look for, how can I be better? What can I learn? How can I be better doing this? Or how can I? And I see the changes. That's what makes it so bloody rewarding. Of course, some of you don't have as much to fix as Mary Jo does. But, the beauty of it is the reward is almost instant. It's like I work on myself to do, and then I'll go out and I'll have a conversation with somebody. Like, even when I was working with everybody, that worked on that Saturday. Remember the Saturday we have with Tim Altvater, What You Can Do in One Day? And I was throwing out language that I use, and I called the gal, and one gal I was going to use, I talked to her on the phone on Friday. I was talking to her about, I was going to call her on Saturday. She already had signed up. It's like there goes the coupon, right? Gone. So and she enrolled. She wanted to be an associate because she wanted to be in business with Mary Jo. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? And it wasn't because I talked to her about doing the business. I really didn't talk about that. So what is it about all of that? It's about building a relationship with somebody. It's about just the beingness of who you are. How can I be an attractor to somebody? And the only way we do that is just building ourselves, being a better person, being a better you, and just coming from heart, and so that when people want to be around you, you have something to offer them. You give them good advice, or you're just always being a supporter or supportive of what they're doing. So work on self. It's always, you know, and some people, some of you out there haven't known Mary Jo very long, some of you have been listening to my call now because it's over 20 years I've been doing Monday morning calls. That's really crazy. But I have really grown a lot over the last 20 years, over the last 40 years, for sure. So it's remarkable. If I would have only known what I know today, like when I was 10 or 15, but I didn't have enough years under my belt, nor enough exposure to it. So always work on self, right? Always. How can I be better? And if you don't know how you can be better, then I challenge you to go and talk to some people that are good friends of yours. And the first thing you can say is, you know what, be totally honest with me and tell me, what do you see in me as shortcomings? How can I be better? And just get feedback. Now, why don't we do that? You know why we don't do it? Number one, we don't want to hear the answer, for the most part. Number two, we're afraid that whatever the answer is, maybe we can't fix it, when in fact we can virtually fix anything about us, especially if it has to do with how we communicate, how we respond to people, how we act, our behavioral patterns. And it's number three, the most important thing to remember too, is it's just the other person's opinion. So it doesn't have to be truth, but look for the seeds of truth in it. Because a lot of times when people perceive you as X, you may not be X, but you're coming across like X when you communicate. And now you get to do a little self-review of saying, oh, how can I communicate better so I'm not transmitting that kind of information to people? And you start evaluating your methodology of communication. Got it? So it's like, hey, always work on you. You are the one. The biggest challenge in life is, right, is, yeah, you can always get more than you have now because you can become more than you are now. So always work on you. And unless you change, you know, your expectation of getting different results is, some people call that insanity. So your income does not far exceed personal development. So it's about putting time and energy into, and you can call that phrase whatever you want. There's so many words for personal development today. But I like to say investing in self, investing in getting to know yourself and improving self, right? Self-improvement, if you want to call it. Unless you grow, your money will fall back to where you are. Life has strange ways about that. So somebody once said, if you took all the money in the world and divided it equally amongst everybody, ready for this? If you took all the money in the world and you divided equally amongst everybody, it would soon all be back in the same pockets. That's a pretty significant statement, isn't it? And Jim Rohn talks about it. He talks about people becoming millionaires because of luck, and soon what happens? They're no longer millionaires. It disappears. Because if luck brings it in, luck takes it away. You haven't shown the maturity or the capacity to grapple with that kind of income, with that kind of net worth. So it tends to just, and what happens more so is if somebody wins a lottery, and that's why, like, what is it? The statistic is something like 80% of the people who win the lottery lose the money within the first 2.5 years. They're back to broke or where they were. How do you lose $34 million in 2.5 years? You have a lot of friends giving you really bad advice, right? I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, the statistics around that. You can look them up, research that about lottery winners. It's exactly what Jim Rohn is saying. So it's about what? Being able to attract money because you know what to do with it if you had it. Have a plan on what you're going to do with it. If you start planning right now, if you sat down today and you said, Mary Jo, if my Manatech business took off and I started making $10,000-$15,000 a month, this is what I would do with it. And you had a game plan of exactly what you would do with it. Where would you put it? How much would you tithe if you happen to be going to church? Whatever you would, just have a plan. I'm going to tell you, you are 9/10 of the way to getting there. Because now you have a visualization, you've got a plan. That's why it's important for us to plan, put a plan together. But what blocks us from making that plan? What is it? Our disbelief. Well, Mary Jo, I don't think I'll ever be making $10,000, $20,000 a month in Manatech. Well, great. If you don't think you will, then guess what? You won't. Your mindset around that, your belief in self and in belief in what you can create. And so much of that is based on where we are today and what we haven't done so far with this business opportunity. When what you've done so far is just about where you've come from, where you've been. It's not about making an investment in the future to what you can become. No matter how many years behind you, you can always shift today. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. But remember what Jim Rohn said. The big challenge of life, you can have more than you got because you can become more than you are. So where is that becoming? Where's our investment in becoming, right? So it's important to see that. Number two, success is something you attract, not something you pursue. I totally believe that. Some people talk about, well, Mary Jo, you've been very fortunate. And I said, no, I've been attracting those things. I mean, yes, there were some lucky things that happened to me in life when I put $20,000 into a fish food company and it turned into $1.1 million 6 years later. That was pretty lucky, but it was also who would have taken that risk in a small little fish food company in Cibolo, Texas? Not a lot of people would have done it. But I didn't really look at it as a big risk because I interviewed the guys that were going to run the company and it was a calculated risk. Anytime you make an investment, it's a calculated risk. But that was an incredible thing, right? It's something, you know. You have to be willing to do those kind of things to create those kind of results. So ask not what you're getting, rather what are you becoming, right? What am I becoming? You know, what am I? So in other words, work on you, not what's showing up in your paycheck from wherever that source is. Whether it's Manatech or whether it's outside, don't look at that. Look at investments in you. When you become a better you, you're going to create better results. True happiness is not contained in what you get rather than what you become. So that's the unending challenge to see what you can become. And he talked about basic laws coming from the Bible. I love this part of it, of course, being a Christian, but not everybody has that ilk. Bible is a good textbook on how to live the better life, whether you're a Christian or not. There are phenomenal principles on virtually every page of the scriptures. The Bible is as practical as it is spiritual, and that is very true. If you look at your bank account and don't like it, he says, check the Bible to see what's wrong. Yeah, and there are some great advice throughout every page of that scripture. Number three, setting goals is hugely important. What is your current list of goals? Some of us, I talk to people out there and they tell me, well, Mary Jo, I found out that goals don't work for me. And I go, no, that's not right. Goals work for everybody. It's whether you work on your goals, right? Who's the one not working, the goals or you? Let me ask you the question. How many of you got the answer to that one? Is it crystal clear? See, writing something on a piece of paper will never get you anywhere unless you work on it and you put together a plan. But failure to set goals is failure with an exclamation mark. If we don't start visualizing our future, we'll never attain a future we want. We're just like a sailboat in the water without a sail. So the wind just whips us wherever it goes instead of us being directional in our life. We need to have directions. We need to have an idea of what we're going to do. So what's your current list of goals? If you don't have one, I suggest you start today. So if you don't have a list of goals with you, I can guess your bank account. This is what he said. He goes, if you, and Mr. Schof, who is his mentor, this guy's a really incredible mentor. He didn't start even teaching him until age 25. No one taught Jim Rohn knew nothing until age 25. That's when he found this mentor, right? He said, and then his mentor told him, if you don't have a list of goals with you, I can guess your bank balance within a few hundred dollars. Pretty crazy. At age 25, that's when Mr. Schof entered his life. And he had never heard of any of this self-development kind of work on self information, not in high school or in college, and definitely it's not there. I talk about that when I teach it. I talk about there's no exposure there. I have the same thing. He got 25. I was in my 30s before I really got exposed to it. So I was even further beyond that stage. And all of a sudden, I started learning about myself, the things I didn't like and why I didn't like them and where they came from. And I don't need to know all of that. I just need to know I needed to change. And I could change because it was all about me. It wasn't about other people. So he said, I didn't learn in high school. I didn't learn at Sears. No one taught me any of this stuff until he met up with Mr. Schof. They revolutionized Jim Rohn's entire life as they did mine. Number four, diseases of attitude. Lots of things that can wreck your challenges. Of success, you know, you need to be wise and you need to be careful, Jim Rohn says. He says he has expert experience on all these things. So we want to be wise and we want to be careful, but we want to control. Our attitude is something we have control over. And if it's a bad attitude, you're diseased of attitude. And that will create bad results. So when we sometimes exhibit bad attitude, and sometimes that's not hard to do, we get frustrated, whether it's by the company or by somebody that, you know, in our organizations and in our lives and our businesses, and we get frustrated. We can't control those things. Why is it that we allow things that are totally outside our control to cause us such grave frustration? I don't know. Ask yourself that question. Do some journaling on that today if that's one of your issues. Why is it that I allow things totally outside my control to cause me dramatic frustration? And today we see it everywhere, especially in the political realm. Oh, my gosh, it's like Crazyville, right? We're getting all this frustration and we're getting all worked up about all sorts of stuff. And that's because you're being manipulated to get worked up. Stop it. Do what you can in your life to make a difference in your life. That you do have control over. So don't throw away control over your life because you're trying to, give it away to something else you have no control over. So be wise and careful about your attitude. It's your choice. And when you say, no, Mary Jo, it's not my choice because this and this and this, I said, that's a choice. It's a choice every day. It is a choice. And it's hard sometimes because I get it. I get it really clear. I sit on the S&P, Strategic and Planning Committee, and trust me, some of those things, they could really drive you crazy. But it's like every time I find myself getting irritated or upset or whatever, I go, whoa, stop. Immediately, stop. Why are you giving the corporate officers or the board of directors or blah, 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 or somebody at, why am I giving them control over my mind, over my emotions? Not a chance. They can't have it anymore. I got stuck in that trap way too many times. No more. Number five, the day that turns your life around. Notice this. Emotions are powerful for life change. They can either build you or destroy you. Yeah. So controlling them is absolutely powerful. So take back control. Don't allow other people to control your emotions. Now, some of you will go, well, Mary Jo, it's really hard. My husband or my wife or my this or my kids or my that. And I go, whoa. I get it in a heat of passion in the moment. Sometimes momentarily, they can almost take our breath away with some of the things they might say or something they might do. And it's really about, whoa. And you have to sit back and go, do I love this person? Yes. If that's the answer, that's great. Then you ask the next question, what does love look like right now? But Mary Jo, they just did blah, 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 blah. I've been through a lot of, you know, relationship counseling. And I go, okay, I don't care what they do. You cannot control the other person. Just like when you're out there sharing about the business or the products with Manatech, you can't control what the other person chooses. The only thing you can control, if you choose to control, is you. So controlling your emotions. And that's why sometimes they talk about, you know, taking it away from somebody is more powerful than trying to sell somebody. And that's almost preying on a fear of loss. You don't want to prey on somebody's fears. But when you feel like you have to work so hard, is it really worth it? How many can look at people that, I worked so hard on them, I mean, I gave it everything, I gave everything I had, I went after it, and then you know what, they quit 3 months later. How many can say that? Lift your hand. Say it to yourself. Our job isn't to go out there and cajole and convince and go crazy and control somebody's mind and make them feel guilty if they don't do it and all the other, I mean, there's so many sleazy sales techniques, aren't there? There are lots. I just find people that, like, that are friends. I make friends first. I try to make friends first. That's my goal. And then when I can present the business opportunity, it becomes more like they want to be my friend. So this is a way they stay connected to Mary Jo. And they like health, too, so it makes sense. Now all of a sudden it makes sense. So now how can you be more of a friend to other people without expecting anything in return instead of always demanding that they buy your products? Interesting, right? So, again, emotions. Watch out for those crazy, wild emotions. You're at choice. You want to keep control over that part of your life. And are there some times when you don't have control? Yes, yes, yes. We all have had drama in our lives. For the most part, if you've lived long enough, you've had some drama. I've had my fair share. Losing my brother, losing a grandson in a swimming pool accident. I mean, they're just bad things happen to good people. And sometimes we have to really release it. And I know exactly where I go to release it. And then I come back around and I handle it. A loss is a loss, but it's my choice how I respond. So work on those emotions. Take an evaluation. Where is it I'm losing my emotions? Number 6, he used to wonder why two people working for the same company and one makes twice the amount of money as the others. So he started to evaluate. He goes, is it more time? No, this is dumb. Can't get another person's time. Everyone always only gets 24 hours, so it's not more time. Is it more value? Yes. Value makes the difference in results. Wow, is this huge in our business? Huge. What value do you bring? You go, well, Mary Jo, the company brings the value because they have all these incredible products. And I said, well, that's great for a consumer. So what value do you bring to somebody who wants to do the business? What value do you bring? Do you bring a friendship? Do you bring camaraderie? Do you bring education? Do you do special trainings? Do you step out of your own way to bring them along and hold their hand and be their friend? What do you bring, right? Value makes all the difference in results. First lesson, economics. We primarily get paid for value, bringing value to the marketplace. Is it possible to come twice as valuable in the marketplace and bring twice as much value in the marketplace or three times at the same time? So look at yourself and say, how can I be more valuable, right? He said, yes, if we always go, life is iffy, only if you work primarily on yourself. So work on yourself first so that you can bring more value to others. Make above average income by becoming an above average person. Develop an above average liking of people. That means having a greater level of intensity for enjoying people and liking people. Liking more people will attract more people. People know when they're liked or not liked. Develop a great smile, ability to win, right? People are looking everywhere for somebody that's happy today, I think. I look around. I can't even watch the news anymore. It's so pathetic. But it's about, okay, let's look and find people who have joy in their life. Those who have joy will make a killing because people won't find that very many places. So have joy. Quit looking for the above average job or pay without becoming an above average person. See, we look for above average income, but we don't want to become above average person. Are we working on ourselves every day? What am I doing to better myself every day? That's the question. Ask yourself, what are you doing to become a better person every day? People, the stuff from Jim Rohn is how many, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years old. This isn't new news. And this goes back, you can find a lot of these concepts in the Bible, thousands of years, right? We're talking. This isn't new news. Learn to work harder on yourself than on your job. For things to change for you, you have to change. We argue all the time how the company's got to do this, or the company's got to do this, or the company's got to do this, or the company, no. Let it go. For things to change for me, I need to change. And that I'm at choice. And we all need to recognize that. So he talked about the tide comes in and then what? The tide goes out. He talks about when winter, right after winter comes what? Spring. After fall comes what? Winter. How long has this been going on? For 6,500 years. How long will it happen for the next 6,500 years, assuming the Earth's still around and we don't somehow destroy it with all our nonsense? This is a reality. There are certain things that are absolute reality for us. Opportunity is always mixed with difficulty. That is not going to change. So if we look at that, if that won't change, if going out and pursuing opportunity is going to bring some difficulty in my life, then if that won't change, how will my life change? Well, your life will change when you change. You choose to look at it differently. You choose to take on life in a bigger way. You choose to work on you as a human being to become a better person. The only way it gets better for you is when you get better. Jim talked about the four major lessons in life, and he loved this. He took them and compared them to the four seasons. And it starts with evaluating where are you spending your time, right? Where are you spending your time? Life and business is like the changing seasons. You cannot change the seasons, but you can change yourself. Four lessons, learning how to manage the seasons, because you know what? They come and they go. So he talked about, number one, the winters. Difficulty, learn how to handle failures. They come right after success, right? We have failures in our life. Learn how to handle winter because it comes after fall. We have broken hearts, economic winters, personal winters, all these things. We look at winter as that time of failure. How do we handle them? How do we handle the winters? The used-to-be's don't count anymore. He was talking about the song of winter is, you don't bring me flowers anymore. Whiners, disappointments. We talk about, well, it used to be this way. How many times do we hear that around Manitix? Well, it used to be this. I used to get paid this. I used to have a better comp plan. I used to have this. I used to be able to give all these testimonials. I used to, Are we getting this? Dead on. Jim Rohn's material is 50 years old, and it's still absolute right on. Human nature doesn't change, does it? We're stuck, and we're choosing to be stuck. If we're still crying over spilt milk, my goodness gracious, figure out how to get another gallon of milk. There's always a way for those willing. Some of us are averse to change, doing something different. Yeah? But understand disappointments will always come. And again, he's just aligning this with four seasons for purposes of talking about these four crucial aspects. So it's not about winter per se, but that's how he likes to discuss it when he gave his presentation. So disappointments in winter, it's about how do you respond? It's not whether or not disappointments will happen in your life, because I can guarantee they will. It's how we respond. You can't get rid of January, which is dead set in the middle of winter, by ripping it out of the calendar, can you?
Yes.
No. Lydia said yes. You can't get rid of the disappointments by just tearing out a month in the calendar thinking that's going to make it go. It's not that easier. It's not that easy to do. And disappointments are guaranteed in our lives. You can get stronger, wiser, and better. And that is how life can change you, for you. It's about strengthening self, not getting rid of disappointment, but strengthening self. So when a disappointment occurs, you are able to respond. Able to respond. The self-development work I did was unbelievably crucial for the two greatest crises in my life. If I wouldn't have had that to support me, my goodness gracious. I couldn't get rid of the events that happened, but guess what? I was stronger, wiser, and better in my life, so I was able to respond in a very heroic fashion. So don't go out there and wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Successful people eat problems for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sometimes when I have a smooth sailing day, I go, my goodness, I feel like I didn't really earn my keep today because I couldn't solve enough problems. Now, I know some of you don't want to come to that conclusion. You go, Mary Jo, that's my dream day. But, you know, part of us inside of us has to say sometimes, go, I love to come from solution. And sometimes that's probably why I do a coaching on the side and have my foundation. Because if I don't create problems in my own life or around me, then I look for other people's problems to help solve. So don't wish for getting easier. Wish for getting better. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom. Number two, now that's winter, right? So you get winter dealing with. Learn how to take advantage of the spring. Spring is opportunities. We have so many springs in this business. We have opportunities everywhere. And usually, you know, lots of more opportunities follow after there's some kind of challenge. We even look at the challenge we're still under with the pandemic. We have tremendous opportunities in Manavik because of this. But how many of us are dealing with it, or are we just fearful? We're frustrated, fearful, fraught with dismay at a time when the opportunities are everywhere. So we need to learn how to take advantage of the opportunity, learn to do something with it. The people in my life that have done the best around this whole, you know, pandemic have been people that have boosted immune systems. I tell people, now you go, well, but we can't talk about that because we can't represent blah, 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 heal, cure, mitigate. Blah, blah. No, but we can talk about the food supply. Our crisis today is not the pandemic. Our crisis today is the fact, look at what we've been putting in our human bodies, in our food supply, for years. We have more chemicals, more toxins. You can't even pronounce half the words. You buy a canned food, and you read the back and you read the label, the ingredients, you can't even pronounce half of them. What do you think's going on inside your body? Were our bodies meant to have that stuff inside of them? No. You look at people out there, how many drugs are they on today? I am not the average 65-year-old. Zero prescription drugs, run circles around my kids, grandkids, you name it. Never been on a drug, except I think maybe my mom might have given me an antibiotic or something. Oh, in the doctor's office, I think they give me something that puts me under sometimes when they work. But that's not a drug. I mean, it is a drug, but it's not something that stays in my body, right? But it's crazy stuff. If we honor our bodies, so we can talk about that, can't we? We can talk about that opportunity in such a way. And I love it because I look around and I look at my anyone who's succumbed to COVID. But I'm not saying this product heals, cures, or mitigates anything. All I do is say it was meant to be in our human body. If we start eating healthier, and I will give you the recommendation of the century, something I will not ever stop taking for the rest of my life because I know that I know that I know. And I've seen too many miracles. The body has unsurpassed healing capacity, but we've got to give it a fighting chance. So what an opportunity you have, right? We have huge opportunity. This is it, spring. We're actually in summer right now, but again, he's using this just as an analogy. But take advantage of it. Learn to do something. Get out there. You know, talk to people. Another thing we had was what? Coupons. Manta came out with coupons. How many of you used your coupon and got more? That's what I've done. I signed up. I didn't sign up a customer. I signed up a new associate. She's now a business builder in my organization. Yay-hoo! Crazy, isn't it? How simple was that? Simple. How simple would have been not to do it? Very simple not to do. Have you noticed that? How many of you didn't use the coupons that you may have got? How many of you didn't even register for the event, what you could do in one day, so never even received a coupon? Wow. That was simple not to do, wasn't it? Do you know how many people buy things just because they have a 10% off coupon? That's lots of people. Proven by the results that were had that weekend. And now we have more coupons to keep doing it. But take advantage of opportunities, right? The Beatles wrote, life is so short, right? The song. So whatever you're going to do with your life, we better get at it. And I don't know how many years I have left. Shush, I could have 35, 45. Lydia says a million. So whatever it is, it is. I have no idea. I could be gone tomorrow. But you know what? I only have this hour just one time in my life, and I want to contribute to all of you. And we look at our lives, and what am I going to do with the next hour, and the next hour, and the next hour? When we start living, that's the only limited asset we have is our time. And life is not so long, it's so short. So whatever you're going to do with it, get doing, right? Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Learn how to protect your crops. Now we get into the summer. Now we protect. Summer's a time of prevention and protection. What care? Take care of what you start. If you started this business, take care of it. Get rid of the weeds. What weeds do I have? We have a lot of complainers and whiners and everything else in the world. We don't need, but take a look in a mirror first and see where did that start. If that's you, then stop it. Weeds will take over your garden if you don't prevent it. I'll tell you, I know that by heart because you know what? Every single weekend, what am I doing? I was out in my garden in the middle of Saturday. It was 98 degrees. I almost suffered from, you know, heat exhaustion. But I got it done. Gardens, you know, you want to have all that organic fruits and vegetables and everything going on out there. It takes time and energy, but I love it. It's the labor of love because I love fresh tomatoes and I can just chomp right into them, right? I love my okra, my lettuce, my carrots, my strawberries, raspberries, asparagus, my lemon cucumbers, which are just starting to show up. I mean, it's all just beautiful stuff. My grapes, I just finished harvesting all my grapes. But this is all great stuff. Right? So it's a labor of love. So you got to take care of it. It's my gardens. That's my true gardens, but my gardens are all of you. My gardens are people. What people in your life? We need to tend to it. We need to tend to our business. We need to tend to making sure we're growing our business. And number four, the fourth step is the next season, fall. Learn how to reap in the fall without complaint. Take full responsibility for whatever happens to you. It's one of the most critical traits of successful people as they step into full responsibility. Responsibility is not a blame game. Responsibility for me means this, able to respond. I take responsibility. Amen. I'm able to respond. Whatever happens in life, I'm able to respond. No matter how devastating, I'm able to respond. And I don't complain. I don't have to get into complaining. Whining. Whiners, be gone. You know that great sign, no whining, no whining, no whiners. If you have a problem with whining around your household, put one of those signs up. You know, a circle with a line right through it, red line through it. No whining, right? Don't complain. We can blame all we can. Blame, 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 blah, blah, blah. Look at everything we blame. Just do some journaling today. Who are you blaming now? Your family, the company, the economy, the coronavirus, the community, blah, 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 blah. How come you haven't done well up until now? Go through the list. All of that. The big problem with your list is going to be you aren't on it. Notice the number one reason. Number one reason that you haven't done well up until now, if that's the position you're in, is look in a mirror. It's not what happens, I love this quote, it's not what happens that determines the quality of your life because that happens to everyone. Rather, it's what you do that changes everything. How do you respond? Right? How do we do in response? Ever hear of Murphy's Laws? He talked about that. If anything go wrong, it will. No, Murphy's Laws, he wasn't one of the positive speakers of the day, right? Exactly. If anything could go wrong, it will. When it all goes away, that is a killer. At one time, you lose everything and you're at zero, and now you can go so far past zero. Notice how it's just an attitude. When you lose everything, you have a chance to start all over and go way past where you were before. Disappointments are not just for the poor. Everyone has it. Everybody has disappointments. Sometimes we like to look at ourselves, it only happens to me. It's only, woe is me. Wow. Let me show you a few woes that will occur any day of the week. Come to me in the field in Brazil, where the average income is about 1/100th of what it is in the United States. I'll show you some woe, and I'll show you some of the happiest people in the world. But we want to be disappointed, blah, 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 blah. Blame it on the weather, right? He started doing that. Jim Rohn was talking about, I'm going to blame it on the weather. This is what happened. This is what happened. He goes, then I found out it even rains on the rich, for sure. And he goes, okay, so it's raining. The storms come in, and it's raining and raining, and one guy stays in. He says, oh, it's raining out. I'm not going to go out. This is what Jim Rohn says. Wow, what a great opportunity to go approach people with all my products. I'm going to go and knock on all the doors. You know why? Because all the other salesmen are staying home. We all have those kind of opportunities. Do we show up? Are we choosing to be different? Are we going to choose to honor our future? Honor other people? Make a difference in this world? So bottom line, it's not what happens to you. It's all about what are you going to do? What are you going to do today that's going to make a difference? And if you don't choose to do something different, I suggest it's probably going to be the same. And if you don't do something different, none of us need to guess what the next 5 years will look like. Probably the same. So, thank you, Jim Rohn, for the incredible advice. Universal, lasts forever, notwithstanding it's 50 years old, right? Everybody agree? Any questions? Did anyone get a little tweaking from the Jim Rohn talk?
Good morning, Mary Jo. It's Dave.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave.
It's up to me to do what I need to do.
Nobody
else can do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Do it.
Yeah, Take action.
Action is the thing.
It is. And then improving. Now, I'd say action is the thing, but again, what kind of action? How can I be, you know, it's always on that pathway of always improving the action I take, right? If I keep doing the same thing over and over again, I can't expect the same any different results. So if I haven't been getting the results I want, how can I do something differently, right? What can I do to fine-tune it and tweak it, right? Amen?
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Thanks so much.
Uh-huh. Martha?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for this great training. I don't know if you said these words or not, but what popped into my head when you were talking about the garden, I wrote down, let my business be my garden. Tend it, cultivate it, feed it.
Absolutely. That's exactly what, and I didn't mention that per se, but that is the gardening, right? What is the garden? It's our opportunities. We all have gardens.
Because we want the payoff. We want the fruit of work.
Right. And you know what? You deserve the fruit of your work. But we have to start doing some self-examination of what are we describing or defining as our work. Is there a way I can fine-tune it? Is there a way I can be more disciplined? Am I setting goals? Am I actually, you know, if my goal is to approach 2 new people a day, am I really doing that? Do I have to approach them with the business opportunity? No, you can approach them just to get to know them. I love the idea of just going out and adding new people to your names list. The woman I signed up, let me tell you this, the woman I signed up on what you can do in one day, I've known the woman for 5 months. I've never presented her Manatech in 5 months. Uh-huh. I knew her through some self-development programs I'd done. She had, you know, and she wanted a couple of them that she's been through with me. And when this came up, I said, you know what, let me call her and see. And you know what, it took less than 24 hours and she was a new associate in my downline.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? It's cultivating.
Yes,
it's now, I'm not telling you you need to wait 5 months to give somebody approach to somebody for the business opportunity. I'm just saying cultivate the relationships.
I sent a friend request to somebody yesterday I didn't know on Facebook, but she was making a statement about something in her life where she was having pain and, you know, emotional and physical pain. She couldn't walk. I don't know the reason.
Uh-huh.
But I did a friend request, so I guess I could put her on my list as far as reaching out to.
You can just nurture, yeah. She's somebody you reached out to, whatever that looks like for you. Right?
Thank you, Mary Jo.
You bet. Never stop. But it's not like when somebody says they have pain, oh, I've got the perfect solution for you. Let me tell you, stop it.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is Juanita.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi. I have a question. You know that what you can do in a day, when is
uh-huh.
that going to be posted?
What you can do in a day?
Yes, the training we had in that.
Oh, they haven't posted the replay? Hang on 1 second. Telling you it's posted. Lydia's looking at me right now with this. Yeah. We talked to Jason about it last week because it wasn't posted at some point, and she's... It's in All About Manatech. Here you go. Lydia, get it for you in a second. See, when you're on my Monday call, you have Lydia working for you. Do you like that? Do you guys like that?
Wait till they get my bill.
She says, wait till they get my bill.
Uh-oh.
No worry on that. I handle her bills.
You take care of it for us.
I do take. I'll take care of it for you. I take care of her. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you find it, Lynn? It's on. Uh-oh. She's having trouble finding it. So that means, Juanita, you're in with the right people. If Lydia can't find it on All About Manatech, I suspect not too many people in the field are finding it either.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
I've been all over.
Yeah, Lydia's looking. She's in shock.
It's actually under.
It's there. Okay. March Towards Manifest. March Towards Manifest. Look that up.
Okay.
So they don't have it listed as
Manatech Live
Manifest. So it's not entitled what you can do. Once you click on March Toward Manifest, the drop down will show you that replay.
Okay, it is there now. I apologize.
Woo-hoo! Celebrate.
Ma'am.
There you go, Juanita. Thanks for asking. You just enlightened everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, dear. Thank you.
You bet. Love you. Okay. Anyone else?
Hey, Mary Jo, you are awesome as
hey,
usual.
Hey, Dom. No, well, let's say Jim Rohn is awesome. I'm just communicating all his great stuff, you know, just good stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
And thanks. Think, we were, many of us here were privileged to have seen him twice at Manifest.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was incredible.
Well, he was alive, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a question.
Sure.
With your wording again for, like, what you said, it was meant to be in the human body. I will not go a day without it. And, you know, some good clarity there. So that is really good because I, too, you know, feel the same way. And
sure.
To be able, okay, so if I could hear it again or something like that.
Are you talking about my position on the products?
No, how you say it, like, listen, you know, this was meant to be in the human body, so we don't have to be scientists and say, yeah, we have these portals in our body that we
need No. You just, when you talk about, when I was talking about the coronavirus, I think I talked about, right, when the immune, and I say all that kind of stuff, and you look at it, Lydia's trying to stop the recording because we're in the question and answer time, so. Okay.